Welcome to Cub Chat Live. This is a weekly show for Cub Chat leaders, new Cub Chat families, and anyone looking to make the youth serving programs in the Boy Scouts of America, awesome. If you're listening to the audio version of today's show, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a thing. If you're watching live with us today, please comment along in the live chat and be sure to check out our audio version of the show wherever you listen to podcasts. Yes, we're a podcast too. Check it out. Okay, here we go.
Hello, everybody. Happy Friday to everybody, and welcome to Cub Chat Live. We've got a first ever today. We're being joined today by a guest who is on the road. Wendy Curtin is the Director of Council Services at the BSA National. She's one of my coworkers in Irving, Texas. And Wendy is in her car, as you can see, on the way to going camping with her family. Wendy, how are things looking where you are? How's the traffic?
It's not too bad. I'm actually stopped. I came into town just because I wanted to make sure that I had good signal.
Yes.
So the family is out camping. It's hot, but one last hurrah before school starts. So happy to be with you today to help answer some concerning questions that everyone has.
Well, yes, and we really appreciate you. This just shows you guys how important today's topic is, because Wendy took some time out of her family camp out to come talk to us. The topic today, you know, it sounds kind of businessy, but it is something that I think is on a lot of folks' minds. We're going to talk about today the BSA fee structure and how all that works. You guys probably know that you pay membership fees to the Boy Scouts of America. And we're going to talk, there's something that's changing now. We want to be clear, this is not changing right away. We're giving you guys some advance notice. It's actually changing, Wendy, next spring, is that right?
March of 2024, or actually, yes, 2024. It's like, what year is it?
Right.
It seems to fly by.
Wendy just got back from the National Scout Jamboree, so she's been very, very busy for the last few weeks. But let's start off, Wendy, and sort of tell our viewers what we're talking about today. The structure and the way that families and members pay their fees is changing. Tell us, just kind of give us a general overview. And by the way, as always, everybody, if you have questions, please post them in the comments.
Yeah. So August 1st, everyone probably saw a change. If you had any new members that joined, fees went from $75 for youth to $80 for youth, which wasn't too bad. And then the fees for adults went from $45 to $60. So those fees changes are in effect, but this fall, any new members that join will pay the new member fee of $25. They will pay the new fee of $80 for youth, $60 for adult, and then they won't pay again until next whatever month they join. So if they joined in August, then they won't pay until August of 2024. Now, people are saying, okay, well, what does that do for my recharter and how will I know? Just like in the past, when you get your recharter paperwork, it's going to show that that person's already paid and they're good until the next August, September, whatever month they joined. And you will be able to see that on your recharter paperwork. So you don't have to worry about it. Everyone else, you will recharter like always. For anyone that has December charters, January charters, February charters, your February charter, though, will no longer have a 2-month lapse period, but only a 1-month lapse period. So anyone who has that February recharter, just be on top of it, be quick, try to get your members, you know, thinking ahead, go ahead and pay their dues. If you're not paying their dues for them, go ahead and get them to pay that so that you can get your recharter done quickly. March charters, everyone will start paying their fee. We did not eliminate the unit process in this. So if a unit wants to help support their members, because their members have participated in fundraisers or whatever, you still have that option to pay for all of your members. You also have the option to not pay for certain members. But everyone will receive notifications, both the unit Key3 as well as the individual 60 days from the time that they are due to renew, letting them know that their will expire in 60 days. They will also receive a notice at 30 days saying, hey, if you have not renewed, your membership is due in 30 days. And once they renew, that they'll stop receiving those emails. But there is a 60-day, a 30-day, a 15-day, a 7-day, the day before, and then a couple of days after. There will be a 1 month lapse, so no longer the 2 month, but 1 month lapse for an individual before they completely drop off.
Okay.
Other nice thing is if an individual wanted to go ahead and just auto renew, they can have their credit card tokenized, which, you know, everybody's like, okay, what does that mean? Just like when you apply for like a Netflix account or Amazon Prime and say, okay, yeah, in a year renew that. It does the same mm-hmm. thing. It's through the credit card company. We don't have anything to do with that. We don't store those. We have no way to know what your credit card numbers are or anything else. It's all through the credit card company, but it will auto renew if you choose to do that. Okay. But I do know that a lot of people are like, hey, you know, I do fundraisers to help, you know, my kid pay their own way. And so the unit will have that option.
Great. This is great. Change, sometimes I think change stresses folks out. But I think that this is a good change. I think this is going to make things simpler, especially once people get sort of used to it. But like you said, I think the easiest way to explain it is very much if you have an annual membership to a streaming service or to any sort of service that you subscribe to online or otherwise, if you join that service in August or September, you don't pay again in December. You don't have to pay again for 12 months. And for a while, BSA was doing it in a way that kind of made sense with some old ways of doing things, but over the years has started to make less and less sense. And I think this way now makes the most sense. Got a couple of shout outs and comments real quick. Rob, TGIF. I agree with you, buddy. I'm right there with you. Wendy, as you guys saw, is on the road. She's actually at a family campout right now. She's going to rejoin us. So we'll get through to some comments and questions. Troy says, I thought the BSA was rebranded to Scouts. Fair question, Troy. The organization is still called the Boy Scouts of America, but the flagship program is now called Scouts BSA. So it's kind of a weird distinction there. But Troy, we are still called the BSA, Boy Scouts of America, like we've always been. Shout out to Wendy from Troop 38 and Pack 38. Always good to see you on here, Wendy. We appreciate you joining on a regular basis. Apologize for anybody who's having lagging issues. Yeah, I'm sorry. Wendy is joining us again. She's nice enough to join us from a remote location, so the connectivity might not be great. Apologize for that. I hope that you were able to get the basic message. Omar joining us from Puerto Rico. Speaking of remote locations, Omar, thank you for joining us. Appreciate that. Let me just recap real quick as we try to get Wendy back on the new BSA fee structure. The way it's going to work is if a family joins the any Boy Scouts of America program in August, September, wherever it is, that membership will be good for 12 months in the current program or the program that is being sunsetted. Everybody rechartered in January or February. So if you joined in September, you paid a prorated rate of the 4 months of the year, September, October, November, December. And then when you rechartered in January, then you paid an annual fee. We're changing it. We're making it much more simple, we hope. And making it to where individuals pay 12 months right off the bat in August, and the Scout leadership doesn't have to worry about that. Now, they'll get a notification when the person re-registers or recharters, so to speak, but you no longer have to handle that money if you don't want to. The family, the Scout themselves, can go online just like as if you were signing up for any sort of streaming service or anything like that. Sign up for a membership for 12 months. They get rebilled the next year, and the scout unit itself doesn't have to worry about that. Now, there are a few different points I want to definitely make. Is that this change is going into effect next spring, so your join scouting school night is probably coming up here, maybe in just a few weeks. It's August 4th. Maybe in the next month. Maybe in just a couple of weeks, even. So you don't have to worry about changing anything for now. Nothing is changing right now. This will go into effect next spring. This change was made based on feedback and a lot of concerns that we've gotten maybe not concerns, questions from families. Hey, Wendy, she's back.
Hey, sorry, I lost you.
No problem. Thanks for coming back. This change is based on feedback we've gotten from families and members, scout leaders. I was a Cub Scout, a Cub Master. Wendy, I think you said you're on the chair of your kids committee.
I am the committee chair for a troop. And so I look at this as a nice change. I didn't like having to go to new families, you know, in like November and say, hey, I know you just joined and you paid this amount and now you got to pay more. It just made it complicated and very confusing. And really, it will streamline things for our families. It actually is a cheaper cost for anyone new joining because they're just paying the $25 new and then the $80 for a whole year. So they're kind of knocking out that proration fee that we charged in the past. I like the option of being able to look at my members and knowing that if they did a fundraiser, that we're going to take care of their fee. And I can do that for them and they don't have to worry about it. Or I could look at their fundraiser and say, okay, well, they're short money, and then talk to them about that like you normally would. Mm-hmm. I think it will make it a whole lot easier.
Ben has a good question. You kind of addressed it just that second, yeah. Wendy, but I want to clarify it. Ben says their unit has a policy that finances won't be a block anyone to participate. That's great, Ben. Really, we hope that all units have that policy, but that's great. So how can a unit pay the fee on behalf of families? So you just said, if a family has done fundraising or not, if the unit has done fundraising, do you know yet how technically a unit can pay for that family?
Yes. So when the unit gets the notification that members are due to renew, you will have an option to either pay that fee for them or to not pay that fee and have the individual pay. So if you have those individuals in your unit that you need to help support, you have that option to do that.
Awesome. David has a question. It's a fair question, I think. His concern is that this might make it more burdensome for units to have to keep track of who's paid and who hasn't paid instead of just being able to write one check in December or January. Wendy, your thoughts on that? Is it going to be difficult to keep track of who's paid and who hasn't paid?
I think you will see majority of your individuals join in the fall, and you're tracking those people down anyway just to try to get them to, pay at recharter. I think you're going to see that it will be very similar to how it has been in the past of making sure that you have everyone kind of in that same cycle. I know over time we're going to see that shift just a little just because people will join, August, September, October is kind of our big months. But majority of your individuals over the next couple of years will be, whenever your normal charter was.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, perfect.
And there's going to be several different ways that you're going to see that, not just with, not with just the emails, but you'll also see it in your My.Scouting stuff. You'll see it in Scout Book. So there's going to be lots of indicators to know that you've got individuals that are due to renew.
David, I understand the concern. I think you're being very fair and reasonable, but I also think that this is being planned out well. Like Wendy said, there will be multiple ways, really pretty simple, easy ways to track that stuff that really, like you say, Wendy, instead of having to track down people individually and ask them for a check, you'll be able to look at a dashboard on my.scouting.org or something like that, and they can pay. They're paying everything online, right? The families are paying. They don't have to give you a check. They're paying online.
Yep. So, exactly. And we've had that question come up too. Well, what about those families that want to give me a check? You can absolutely still do that.
Okay, good to know.
You can absolutely still walk into the council office and take care of that. It doesn't necessarily have to be online. So there's just lots of options for you.
Okay. So if for whatever reason, it's easy for you to collect checks from folks and drop them off. I remember you having to do that, Wendy. You can still do that. By the way, a quick shout out to Elizabeth, who's watching from the Northeast Georgia Council. She's representing both a PAC and a troop. I like it when folks identify with both a PAC and a troop. That's always very, very cool. David points out, as a follow-up, David, I should have said this earlier. I apologize. Everyone in their PAC sells popcorn, so their PAC always handles the payments to the popcorn credit. You can keep doing that, right?
Yes.
No reason for you to change that, yes. Keep in mind, David and everybody else, this goes into effect next spring, March of 2024. So, the technical aspects of what it will look like in your My.Scouting dashboard, how you log on and see it, all that stuff. We'll be communicating that out over the next few months or so. The purpose of this show today is just sort of give you an overview of what it's going to be like. I think, David and everybody else, it's going to be pretty easy and simple to do. Emily has a fair question. This fall, scouts still pay the prorated rate and initial fee, but next year it will change. Does that sound right, Wendy?
So starting this fall, they will pay $25 and the $80. I know a lot of PACs also charge fees, but whatever way you've handled that in the past, continue to handle that the way that you've always done. The thing, if your council has a fee that they charge, that is in the online registration. If you're doing paper apps, you'll continue to, you know, collect that. However, your council has done that in the past as well. So not a ton of difference between last year and this year when it comes to that, except for they're not paying that prorated fee.
Right. Jeremy, I think, is kind of asking the same question. If somebody joins today, so let's say if somebody signs up for the BSA on August 4th, 2023, they don't get billed again until August 4th of next year. Is that right?
Yep. So if they join today, they won't get billed again for scouting until next August.
Yes. Got it. Awesome. Appreciate that. Got quite a few comments. I want to make sure that, yes, Bert, you're correct. It was said change next spring, but the 12-month payment term started August. Yes, Bert. And I might have confused that up a little bit when we lost Wendy for a few minutes there. I apologize. But yes, Bert, that is correct. Everybody look at what Bert says, because Bert is correct. Jeremy says they use their fees paid in September to help fund events until popcorn money comes in, then use that for rechartering and sending fees in December. Jeremy says this fall will be a little more interesting, but maybe you could talk real quick, Wendy, about the options that PACs have if you charge a fee to join your unit. How do you fit fundraising into all this and things like that? Can you speak about that just real quick?
Yeah, I mean, I really think that it's not a new process. All of your new people have normally had to pay whatever fee it was. And then they just benefited from that, you know, throughout the rest of the year, being able to use those popcorn funds or whatever other fundraisers you did in the fall. So, you know, at joining nights, you're going to charge the 80 and the 25 and whatever your counselor pack, you know, ask for, and then help support those individuals throughout the rest of the year from your fundraiser.
And when it comes to Cindy's asking a question, then you and I talked about this, Wendy, a little bit before we went on. If your unit charges a unit fee, a troop fee or a pack fee, that is now going to be separate from a payment, any payment they make to the local council or to national. Is that right?
Yeah. And it's always been separate. You know, the unit kind of takes theirs before they ever turn it in, which is great because then you don't have to worry about it. If you have those individuals that are, you know, doing it online, the council's going to get their piece. The national office will receive their end for membership dues. That won't change. And then I know councils have different methods of how they collect that if you're given a paper app, but continue to do whatever your council is doing with any program fees that they're charging and then fees that they're taking in to registration.
We've got a question from the Western Gateway District of the Seneca Waterways Council is watching. Thanks to you guys for watching. Can units make partial payments and then leave a remaining balance to pay after that?
So I would recommend working with your leadership to figure out how you want to do that. But there could be a way that we could work through that so that an individual will be responsible for some and then the unit would be responsible for the other.
Gotcha. Excellent. Shout out to Jose, who's watching from PAC 29 in San Juan. Thank you for watching. We appreciate that. Real quick. So in terms of this rechartering for this fall, Cindy says that their unit is scheduled to recharter in November. That doesn't change. Is that right, Wendy?
Yep. Okay. Everything will remain the same. So any new kids that have joined, you know, from now until November will be good for the whole year. You'll see that little indication on your charter paperwork that they've already paid.
Right.
And then you'll collect fees just like you always have and complete your recharter process.
For any returning members, they wouldn't have paid Yeah. Obviously, this year they would have paid last year. You'll collect money from them as you normally would. I hope that answers that question, Cindy. I think that makes sense. But yes, when you go to recharter, if your recharter date is November or December, anybody who has joined in the last few months will show up in there as paid. And so you won't have to pay that again. Right. Yes. Perfect. So it seems like we are kind of separating the recharter process and the joining process, right, Wendy? And now it won't go fully into effect until everybody has, you know, kind of gone through a cycle, right, up through next spring. Erica points out it started August 1st. Yes, it did. But I guess, if it starts August 1st for people who join August 1st or later, but if you've already paid your membership fee, it goes into effect whenever it's time for you to pay again. Am I explaining that right?
Yeah. So, you know, membership is separate from the actual charter. Really, the charter is the verification of adults with your charter organization, and then the collection of that $100 charter fee. So it will really kind of be in the new system will be a new process of charter separated from membership.
So we got a few folks asking that kind of that similar question. I think we answered that. If your recharter date does not change, the only difference is for this recharter is anyone who has joined starting in August or through this fall will already have paid for the whole year. So they won't have to pay. You won't have to get more money from them this fall. You will have to go get money just like you would have before. You would have to get the fees for everybody else who's all returning members because this change did not go into effect when they joined. It will go into effect for them next spring. So the recharter for next year should be much easier. Basically, by that point, Wendy, right? Everybody will be paid up and ready to go. And the recharting process then is just a simple matter of filing that paperwork and renewing your charter with your charting organization unit and the council. Am I right about that?
Yeah. Yep. So there'll be some more information. I think we're doing another one of these chats about the recharter. So I don't want to confuse the two
exactly
topics.
I hope that I'm not making it worse. I'm trying to explain it as best I can. People are asking questions. I get it. I hope I'm not making it worse. This is not the final communication that you guys will get on this. We just sort of wanted to plant this idea in your brain to let you know what was happening. But basically what you need to know is you will recharter this year as normal. Everybody who joined this fall will already show as already paid.
Yep. And that's exactly how it was last year. So if you had new people come in and they had paid for this year and next year's fee, there was already that little indication that they were prepaid. So no change.
Yes. Very, very good. Shout out to Todd, who joined us from Troop 601. Jeremy asked about if we would ever consider a monthly payment plan. Wendy, has that ever come up in discussions? Was that ever going to be a thing, do we think?
It comes up a lot. So we are looking into, you know, how do we help, you know, families come into the, you know, is it $5 a month? Is it $10 a month? What does that look like for a unit? We are continuing to explore that, just trying to figure out the logistics of it. We'll see what happens.
Okay. All right. There you go. Thank you for that answer. Appreciate that. Alex has a quick question. I think you mentioned this earlier. If a family doesn't make their payment, how long before they're actually removed from the roster? I think you said a month. Is that right?
Yeah. So there's, starting in February, it is a 1 month lapse period. So they'll fall off the roster after that 30 days.
Gotcha. And I think you said they will get reminder emails and reminder communications that it's time for them to pay up. And the unit leaders will have access to that information. They could remind them as well, I think, right?
Yeah. So the unit will receive information that, you know, Aaron hasn't paid and he's going to drop off in, you know, 30 days.
Yes. Got it. So. Paul asks if they are still allowed to accept paper applications. I believe they are, right? You can still take paper applications if you want to, right, Wendy?
Yes, absolutely. Yep.
You're not doing
away with paper. You still have that option.
Right. All
the same options.
So to answer your question, Paul, all new scouts do not have to sign up online. They can if they want to. You have that option, whatever is easier for you. If you still want to collect checks, paper checks, and deliver them to the office, the council office, you can do that. that's still an option. Awesome. Appreciate that. We've got quite a few other comments and questions, and a lot of our viewers are answering the questions. A couple of them are saying it's confusing, and I apologize for that, guys. We're trying to communicate. I think this change is ultimately going to make the process simpler and easier for everyone. And again, keep in mind, this show that Wendy and I are doing right now is not the final only word on this you're going to get. We're going to continue to roll out information and releases on this process. So don't worry. If you follow us online, if you follow the Aaron on Scouting blog, if I don't say so myself, is a great way to keep track of new information. But I think what you're going to find is ultimately this is going to make the process easier for families, and it's going to make it process easier for unit leaders as well. Wendy, thanks for joining us today. What any final thoughts on the BSA fee restructuring? Anything else we need to share with our viewers?
Oh, don't hesitate if you've got questions. Reach out either through social media or other means. Visit with your councils. If councils have questions, don't hesitate to reach out to me. Ask. I know change is always a little bit scary, but I think this really will be a simpler process for both our families and our units. I know just me as a volunteer, I'm going to take care of my entire unit as I always have, and ask them for their recharter fees, and then we will just take care of it. So it's really kind of no change for me.
So. Yes, right, right. Some of the folks in the comments are, let me just say, a little concerned. They have some concerns, guys. I get it. And girls, I get it. I want to highlight one comment from Karen. Karen says, no one knows until we put forth our best efforts to try to make it work. Karen, I appreciate that attitude. Let's all learn. Let's all be a Karen for a change. And let's put forth our best effort. I think that once we get this going, I think you're going to find that it's easier. One question that a couple of folks are asking, Wendy, yeah, before we let you get back to your family campout, if they fail to pay their fee, they fall off the roster, but then they want to rejoin, what does the rejoining process look like then? Do they have to go back online and rejoin? Do they have to pay that $25 initial fee to rejoin?
They will not have to pay that initial fee, that $25. So if they've been a member within the last 12 months, they do not have to pay that $25 new member fee.
Okay. Answered that question. Quite a few folks had that question. And as a matter of fact, Jason, actually, as I scroll down through the comments, Jason got that right. If they reactivate using the same BSA ID number, they don't have to pay the initial fee. TJ says, thanks for sharing. Greg says, good luck. Greg might be being sarcastic. I'm not sure, but you know what, Greg? I'm going to take that as a sincere good luck. Wendy, we're going to let you return to your family. Thanks for joining us today. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you, guys. And it's going to be great. I'm looking forward to the fall. So, and all of the success that you have in bringing new families to this program. So thank you for all that you're doing.
I agree with that 100%. All of you folks who have questions and we'll say concerns, appreciate your passion for the program. I'm going to add, I'll just say, you know, a scout is optimistic. Let's try to be optimistic and get through this thing together. We'll talk about this again on a future episode of Cub Chat Live. In the meantime, stay tuned for more information. Everybody enjoy your weekend. Bye, everybody. Thanks, Wendy.
Thanks for tuning in today. Be sure to catch next week's episode. Same time, same place. And let us know how we're doing at go.scoutingmagazine.org/ratecubchat. We love feedback and ideas for new episodes. And you can visit blog.scoutingmagazine.org/cubchatlive for all our past video episodes. You can see us live. Except it's recorded, but it was live. Okay, see you next week.